Welcome back, everybody, to The Slow Pitch. And today we are going to talk a little bit about the abundance mindset when it comes to money. And it kind of goes hand in hand with the other side of that, which is scarcity. Like, some people have scarcity and some people have abundance. So let's get started.
This is The Slow Pitch Podcast.
All right, so today we actually have somebody that is going to help us talk through what it is to be have an abundance mindset, what it is to have a scarcity mindset. So today we have Jesse Fisco, and he is coming from the West Coast, I believe, right?
Yeah, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Perfect. Cool. So how are things going today?
It's freezing. I know you guys can't see me, but I've got my hat on, and like I'm a bald guy, so I got to be warm. I'm over here just shivering. So if you hear some teeth clatter in the mic, I'm sorry.
Not a worry. No worries. And as a fellow bald guy, you know, I get that. So luckily I'm in South Florida. I don't have to wear a hat. So
I need to come and visit and do like an actual appearance on your podcast.
That's right. So today we're going to talk a little bit about abundance mindset. So walk me through a little bit of what that means. So just everybody understands what we're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, at some point in everyone's life, most likely, if you feel scarcity, you experienced an idea of a lack of something. Yep. And so with that, like, my whole role is to help people understand that there's really never been a lack. That was a terrible program installed, but there's actually a lot. I mean, money transfers so much, like, across digital platforms and everything. Like, it's right there in front of our face. We just can't see it because it's all happening in frequencies, right? Helping people understand like that there actually is a lot more available, and the God-given resources, whatever the case, like there is a ton available here on this earth for us to enjoy. And there's never been like a missing out or that you can't have everything you want.
Yeah, that's interesting. You used a interesting word in there, which was that it was installed. Why did you use that word?
Yeah, so for me, I am very, very into mental programming. And that's what I love to talk to people about, is there was an installation at some point in your life. We've all been through it. That could be a generational installation. So maybe it was taught from your family to you, to, you know, your kids, whatever the case. But there's a idea or a concept that was tied with an emotion and in an experience that has had an impact on your life. And, you know, it's installed a program, almost like a computer, like downloading a file.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it implies when I heard it, it implies, well, that can be uninstalled.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that how you think of it too? Like, is that true or?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, our bodies, and I can get way into detail. I'll spare you guys, but our bodies are designed to be forward, future thinking individuals and creators in essence. And so, with that being said, if we wanted to create something new or create a new idea or a new mindset, we can actually work and uninstall that old program that's no longer serving us and install programs that are going to help us move towards where we want to become. And so if you have a scarcity mindset and it's literally driving you crazy and you find yourself like, oh, every dollar, every whatever, right? I just don't have enough. There's a ways to change that and start thinking in an abundance to get to where you ultimately desire. And in some cases too, Rob, that scarcity mindset might actually be the one thing, like that program might be the one thing that actually keeps you from making whatever amount of money it is you truly desire.
So that is an interesting comment too. So I've had this conversation with somebody one time where they said, well, you know, the best I can do is what I'm making right now. And that's it. Like, I don't feel like I can make any more money than that. That doesn't make sense to me when I hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so the one thing to understand, and this is what I love to teach people in my coaching program, is there is no such thing as unresourceful people. Everyone's resourceful, but there are unresourceful states of mind. And so if you have a scarcity mindset or a mindset of I'm just doing the very best I can, that has put you into a state of there's no more opportunity above that for me to do more. And so in as negative as it could sound with the word unresourceful, it isn't serving you in a state to move to the next level. It's just keeping you at a plateau, which if you're not progressing, you're digressing. You know, one of my mentors always told me, if you go with the flow, you end up down the drain. And so at the time you stop, you know, at the time you stop progressing and moving towards something else, you start to digress. And so, and we see that all the time. I mean, we see that with athletes that hit a professional state. Like if they go to, you know, the NBA, the NFL, they get there. And if that was their one goal, then all of a sudden they're out of the league in a few years. And it's because they achieved what they thought was the thing, but they didn't have like the next step after that to get any better.
Yep. So the interesting thing too was, is, you know, thinking about the individual who's like, well, this is the best I can do. They ended up, they were in an area or a region, I guess you could say, in their sales position. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk a lot about sales in this podcast, and they were in this position where they were saying they did a really good job. I mean, she told me that her boss was so impressed with her sales ability and wanted to move her into a position or into a different location. You know, it was all phone, right? So they wanted to move her into a different location so that she could actually make more money. Mm-hmm. And she got to the same level in a shorter amount of time of where she had sold before. And suddenly her sales slowed down. Like, she wasn't closing as much and she wasn't doing as much. And to me, I was thinking, well, there's not much that's changed other than your geographic, what you're calling on. Everything else is the same, right?
Right.
She goes, yeah. So what else do you think it could have been? Like, to me, I don't know about you, but I thought she was mentally not willing to let herself make more money, in a sense. Is that?
Love it. There's a concept of deserving and feeling like, do I actually deserve what I'm making? And so here's an idea or a story. Some, like, when I was a young kid, I spent all my money on this paintball gun. I loved paintball. And after I got to that paintball gun, I really loved it, really thought it was awesome. But as I got better at the sport, more people were telling me, oh, you're not going to make it where you want to go. You're not going to do it. And I started to feel undeserving of more opportunities to come. And it installed stuff and it ended up making me feel a lack of confidence in myself.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I couldn't get to the next level of where I wanted to compete. Same with any sports is it got to this point of like, oh my gosh, this has come so easy, so quickly for you that this, I mean, it takes people years to get to this moment and you've done this in a short amount of time. Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, you gotta, at some point you gotta hit your plateau. And those negative thoughts started to compound as more feedback came, right?
Yeah.
And ultimately, like in this individual's case with sales, she may just feel like, man, maybe she has more money than her parents ever had. Maybe she has more, you know, more than she's ever thought she could imagine based off of all these things that she was told growing up. And now maybe it's like, I can't handle it. And we hear about the people that make tons of money and they just start giving it away because they feel bad when it's this scarcity mindset that they have too much and you need to have less. And so,
So that's a scarcity mindset then, right? That is the opposite of the abundance side, which is saying, I don't deserve to have this much or I can't have that much. Is that
right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's almost like I've had too much and there's other people that are sacrificing. And, you know, a lot of this is taught in religion that you have to give and serve, right? Like, there's not a knock on religion. However, maybe it's misconstrued a little bit, you know, maybe the giving and the serving isn't necessarily money, but more talents and energy in different ways too.
Yes. You know? Oh, no question. I mean, listen, I belong to different organizations. And one of the things that I heard them say to us one time was, listen, or it was a couple of us sitting around and we were talking like, you know, it's this much to be at this level, this much. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's ridiculous. I don't want to spend that kind of money on that. I'm not going to get the return and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that was all part of that conversation. And they said, listen, understand it's time or it's money. And some people give time and some people give money. You can do either. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of which can you afford to do. And so the same concept as that, right? It's like, you know, some people feel like they can only give so much and do so much. And that whole thing can be misconstrued. But I think you're totally right in that if you don't feel like you deserve it, you're something in your body stops you from getting there.
Yeah.
You want to hear another funny story?
Yeah, totally.
I used to swim in high school.
Okay.
And I didn't know this guy. So this is kind of like a pass down from people that were on the swim team that I was on. Mm-hmm. So just understand there's a little bit of who knows how much of this is accurate,
right.
But the concept is there and it was very interesting and the coach verified it. So what he said was, is there was a gentleman that was on the team who was a really, really good swimmer. And he just had this mantra about this thing about him of being a present. He was there. When he was there, you knew he was there and nobody kind of messed with the guy. But he's also really quiet. He was very introverted. He didn't interact with a lot of other people.
Yeah.
There became a point where they were like, how are you going this fast? You're breaking records now. How are you doing that? And his whole mantra, his whole thing that he would say is you got to want it and you got to want it bad. Mm-hmm. And he would tell these other guys on the team, they're like, I can't go any faster. And he's like, no, you got to want it and you got to want it bad. If you don't want it, then you're not going to make it. You're not going to get it.
Right.
That's it. You're self-limiting your own abilities to move forward, to get to where you want to go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. To me, it spoke volumes to me. So hearing that and also interacting with people who limit themselves in sales or in anything in life, it really starts. So I start to see it, but other people don't even see that, right? Like how many times have you come across people where you hear them talking and say something that's self-limiting, something that prevents them from getting to the next step?
Yeah.
And you hear it, right? And they don't even hear it?
All the time, my coaching program is like, hey, I want to do this business. I want to start a car wrapping company. Okay, well, then go start it. Well, yeah. And there's a list, right? Like all the reasons. And you're like, okay, great. And my goal, obviously, as a coach is to sit there and help them sort through those. And one of my notorious questions, and some of my clients would tell you this, is, at what point did you decide that? And challenge them a little bit. At what point did you decide that you can't open a business? At what point did you decide that you can only make $50,000 and there's not more for you to make? And this question gets utilized a lot in our coaching, and it drives a lot of people crazy, because, and there'll be some times where I just talk to someone and the minute they say it's something, I just look at them and they're like, and they'll go back because they know that question's coming.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the thing. Now, to kind of go into that, about your swimming, like the swimming legend here, you have to want it bad enough. Well, what he just said was key, right? Like at some point in our life, we have forgotten what we truly want. And if you don't know what you truly want, then you can't move forward. And if you can't move forward, you either plateau, you don't move at all, or you start moving backward. Yep. And so one of the big things that I always love to challenge people to do is write down 100 wants, 100 experiences of things that they personally want to experience and that they personally want to buy for themselves. And if money wasn't an issue, so like, you know, you could start naming a few things like, oh, a yacht would be nice. Okay. Like a new computer, a new office, whatever the case. But when you start to get down and actually write those things at about 25, 25 is when it's like, I don't know what I want anymore.
I don't know what else. Yeah.
And the thing is when you start going and writing stuff down, you've now unlocked your mind and you've created this idea of abundance, because there's all these things now. You see 100 different things you could work towards. And now it's just plugging and playing and working towards those things on the list. You got to have a map or a blueprint to build a house. A lot of us don't have that mental blueprint of where we want to go next.
So to me, I feel like this whole conversation, so we start out with abundance and having abundance mindset, particularly about money, but about being able to do what you want in life.
Right.
That to me, so I grew up in a situation where, again, same as kind of where you scared, something happens where people, well, you can't do that, or you're not good at that, or you're not whatever. And over time, I have learned, oh, that's not true. I can, who says that's just an arbitrary rule, or that's just a, you know, there's no legal problems with doing this. It's just a mental problem. All of a sudden I realize it's not, it's not something else that's going to say, well, you can't do that. It's me saying that at some point. You have to break through that. But now you're talking a little bit about planning and having some vision and foresight.
Yeah.
And that all fits together, because if you have a limiting belief or a scarcity belief, how will you set a vision that's bigger, that's grandiose, that's further than you could ever imagine if you don't have an abundance mindset? If you're at scarcity level, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. How much does that fit into the old Maslow theory too, where there, you know, it's like you have to get your wants and needs of a basic home and shelter first, and then you've got to have food, and then you've got to have like all those types of things until you get to the point of thinking bigger than yourself. How does that fit in? Do you have any thoughts on that? Or
So I think
I'm not sure how well you know that, but you know what I mean? Like that's maybe off your radar, but
no, I'm familiar with the Maslow, but I don't, to be honest, I don't know all of it. But I will say this is the very body that we have has been created and designed to create. And so like an example would be for lack of a better term, I'm going to get into the science a little bit if you don't mind, because this makes all the sense in the world. Your brain, when you're thinking, cannot understand if you're in the past, in the future, in the or in the present. It does not understand.
Interesting.
And so your brain literally...
So it's like a dog.
It's like everything is
doesn't
in
know
the...
time.
Everything is in the present. Yeah.
Okay.
And so naturally, when you go in the past and you start thinking of something that was harsh on your life, like a bad childhood or whatever the case, your brain starts to release these feelings and these chemicals, for lack of a better word, into your body, which then creates an emotion, right?
Yep.
The more you allow that to create in your body, now that becomes your personality. And so over time, your body becomes, you know, who you are today. Now, what's really cool is if you start thinking in the future, your mind goes, I don't have these resources. So what it starts to do is plug new chemicals into your body and communicate with the protein cells in your body to create new protein, which then creates new energy, which creates new ideas, and it helps you start moving towards where you want to be in the future.
Yep.
To get that very thing. And so I think that that's really what it comes down to, is like, you get what you need. We've all been kind of programmed to come in here and get the necessities. Our bodies are designed to protect us, right? We know what we need to do to get the necessities. Now we've reached the necessities. We've reached the cars, the houses, whatever the case. It's now coming down to, what do I truly want and who do I want to become? And those are the things that most of us get sidetracked in the day to day. You've got, you know, your social medias, you've got life, you have kids, family, all these other things. And so we're literally just kind of living in the past almost of past decisions, and we're not working towards anything in the future. And you start to notice people around the age of 30 to 40 years old start to go through like a midlife crisis because they're trying to rediscover themselves, right? Because we're so used to living in the past of everything and not creating what we want to do. So
I'm hearing you're saying that it's important to do as early on as possible once you start to figure that out.
Oh yeah. Once you start to feel like you've plateaued, that's the time to go in and start creating something new and start working towards it. Because that's where your confidence comes in, right? Oh, I broke a mental hurdle. Like, my family's YouTube channel, a year ago, we started one for fun because my four-year-old at the time wanted to just film us.
Oh, cool.
And over time, we've just seen our subscribers go up and up and up, to the point where just last week, a company reached out and said, hey, you know what? We want you guys to do a video on this car. And right there was like, oh man, how cool is that? Like,
yeah.
And the whole purpose of it started to give us more confidence. So now, like, we go film that video and our confidence level's through the roof and we're talking to more people and there's this new energy. And that's what we need to be doing every single day, is working towards something that is important to us. And then as we do that, the confidence, the energy, there may even be like, I'm not a doctor, but there may even be some cases where your body starts healing in areas where you feel a lack of.
Yeah. And also what I'm hearing too is that you were plateauing with that project, the video project, right?
Totally.
And all of a sudden you encountered something that opened your brain up to seeing something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, I didn't even think that was possible.
Right.
Or who would have thought that somebody would want to do this, you know, sponsor or ask you to do something. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. And all of a sudden you're like, you're excited again. You're on a new track. You're not right.
Right.
If I was to tie that back into sales,
sure.
To me, that sounds like you're doing your day-to-day stuff that you're supposed to do in sales.
Mm-hmm.
So from an individual standpoint, if you're out there doing your individual stuff that you're supposed to be doing, which is just the activities that are necessary for you to do, cold calls, emails, phone calls, meetings, all the stuff that you're supposed to do as a salesperson, right?
Right.
You're doing all of that, but then somebody comes along and says, let me introduce you to this other group that maybe you had no idea was there.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, this is a whole other level. I had no idea this was even possible.
Right.
So I think what I want to translate to you then as a salesperson is, to those of you that are listening, is that if you can open yourself up to opportunities and to individuals that will introduce you to other opportunities to help that kind of become a catalyst for you to taking on the next level and going after the next level. Mm-hmm. It'll help you break some of those barriers, and it'll also make you feel like, hey, I'm actually making progress. I'm doing this, and this is the new stuff I'm doing. And as long as it measures so that you can see success and you're getting business out of that eventually, it's worth doing. Always measure. And if it's not giving you results, maybe it's time to stop doing something and start back on to something else that was working. But the long and the short of it is be open to having that experience so that you can start to get to a new level, if you will. And I think that ties in with abundance and scarcity, no?
Absolutely. And I would say, just to encourage too, if you're feeling a lack of in your job or whatever the case, It's because there's been no creativity. So I'd invite you to say, this is something I want. Yep. And then close your eyes, just flush your mind for a minute and think of, what does it feel like when I get this? What does it smell like if you, you know, if it's food or anything? Gosh, I mean, what is it going to look like if it's in health? What's it going to look like when I have my six pack? What's it going to feel like? What's my body? And then just envision that future, because once again, your brain does not know what state it's in. It's creating a memory on the spot there. And the more detailed you are, then you're going to feel this renewed sense of energy and you're like, holy crap, I need to work towards this because that felt great. It's a new energy that's been released in your body. So yeah.
Basically, I'm hearing you say that Ted Lasso was right when he said be a goldfish.
Oh, yeah, totally. all these people that are telling you to like envision and think, like it's because that's what they did. And now they're successful. And like in sales, like in... I know for the sake of time, I don't want to get too crazy, but I created a list of my ideal client down to the T, even down to their name. And you'd be surprised at the amount of Brians I come across that fit this to a T, and it's not even a question. So then when it's like, hey, do you want to join my coaching program? It's like, yeah, I do. And it's like, yeah, I knew that already because you are literally...
You fit the bill.
Exactly. So now my whole goal is not to go find all the other people in the world, but to go find the Brians. Like, oh, your name's Brian. Yep. Now all of a sudden this new energy comes through and it's like, okay, we're going to talk. Like, just be specific in what you want. The universe is designed to be abundant and will provide it to you.
Yep. And that's the lesson, I think, to me, is that once you start to put out there what you're looking for and what you want and what you need, your brain figures out how to make that happen.
Totally.
That's really what, right? That's how it comes down to. Mm-hmm. Because whether you believe or don't believe, something may come to you because something greater than us is making it happen. But the reality is your brain has to be open in order to see it. Yep. It can walk right by you and you would not know if you're not ready for it. So just keep that in mind. The abundance mindset is huge. And I, you know, Jesse, I just really wanted to say thank you for, you know, coming on and talking through these items. They're a little hard for people to understand a lot of times and how they fit into a salesperson's role into their life. But just honestly, from my experience, I had somebody open my eyes up a little bit with that, some of that stuff. And I was like, I don't see this, how this is going to help me. And then I just worked through step by step and he helped me kind of do some of those things. And it made a huge difference. So Jesse, I know this is some of the stuff that you kind of do, right? So yeah, you get into these conversations, you do that kind of stuff. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Yeah, great question. So right now, just going to my Instagram at Mr. Utah Real Estate, we're in the process of making some changes as well as we've redesigned our coaching platform.
Nice.
You know, I felt more of a calling as I continued to design my life and what I wanted to do. I was led to this. It wasn't necessarily like, oh yeah, let's just create a coaching program, make money. It was more or less like, you need to be doing this. So we are changing some of the ways I've taken on clients in the past, but now we are changing some of the ways. So that would be the best time to reach out is on Instagram. But shoot me a DM and I'd love to talk and answer any questions.
Cool. We'll have some links at theslowpitch.com and so that people can get a hold of you. Jesse, thank you. I appreciate you coming on and talking through this. Any last parting words, Jesse, at all?
No, thank you for having me on the show. It's an absolute pleasure, and I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. All right, don't forget out there, everybody, if you're doing your sales process, you're going through it, and things are moving quickly, and they look like they're going to get ready to close, I'm going to tell you one more time, slow down, because you'll close more when you slow down. Just slow the process down a little bit, and then it will close. Until next time, everybody, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Slow Pitch. Do you have a question about sales? Call or text your question at 608-708-SLOW. That's 608-708-7569. Or you can email them to questions@theslowpitch.com. Slow down and close more.
Thanks as always for listening today. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. We really appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at The Slow Pitch. We were mixed today, as always, by Johnny Palakis, and we were produced by High Gravity Studios. Music credits and other notes are in the show notes section on theslowpitch.com, and we'll be back with another episode soon.